Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. I'm starting to think Lunchbox is wearing off on him because now he wears sweatpants to work like he's going to the gym. Here he is, Eddie, everybody.
That's funny. Hey, guys, I've never, ever liked jelly beans. My entire life, people are like, oh, you want a jelly bean? No.
Not even the red ones or yellow ones?
None of them.
Because I hate the black ones.
The licorice ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But no. I can do red and green, yellow.
No, they were all gross to me. I mean, I would look at them and be like, ooh, they're colorful. Maybe that tastes really sweet. I would chew on it and I'm like, ugh, that has no taste to it. But I had one over the Easter holiday and I was like, huh, I gave it a second chance. I like jelly beans. I ate like 10 of them. I'm like, these are really, really good. Maybe I'm maturing. My palate is getting more mature, but all of a sudden, I like jelly beans.
Wow.
Is that more mature?
I think that's an old age thing.
Is it?
Well, yeah. And then also, you haven't had Starburst jelly beans ever? Because that was my gateway.
I think this was a Starburst jelly bean.
Yeah, it's my gateway.
So is that different than all the other jelly beans?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
They're way better.
But I appreciate a good jelly bean talk like nobody else. But
the Bobby Bones Show talks about something boring.
Wow, you got that.
I got that one.
You got that one.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. This next guy shows us what buying stocks and acting have in common. He's not good at either one. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
I'm back. I'm back, guys. I was on the road the other night, driving, and the truck in front of me is all over the road. Swerving, and not even swerving,
I'm
more
back.
Like drifting. And I had to call 911.
Oh, he's back calling 911.
I picked up the phone, and I said, 911.
Come on.
And first of all, I got put on hold when I called 911.
Immediately or after you said what it was?
No, immediately. It's like, please hold on and we will answer your call when the next person is available.
He's
don't
on a
hang
list.
Up.
It'll he's on a list.
Oh, it shows
list.
Up. Yeah.
It's this guy again.
They're like, it's probably not
the trainee gets you.
They said it'll just take longer for your emergency to be answered if you hang up. And I'm like, I was on hold for like a minute, minute and a half, I felt like.
Wow.
And then they would play me tones for the hearing impaired. I mean, I was like, all right, guys. So then I get on the call with the lady and she's like, 911, what's your emergency? I was like, ma'am, I'm driving and there is a drunk driver all over the road. I mean, swerving lane to lane, exit coming up, not going to take the exit. Last second, oh, take the exit. And then we're going up the exit and it's like a roundabout, you know, the loop-de-loo ones where you go up and around and he's going to go and he just keeps going straight, two tires into the grass and then he swerves back onto the road.
Man.
And I am going play-by-play for 911 and she's like, okay, cool. I'll let our officers know. Thanks for calling. Like, she was, like, annoyed with me. Never sent a cop. No one ever pulled him over.
You followed him how long?
He was driving the same direction I was driving. I followed him for probably about 7 minutes.
How
that's
many
a significant amount of time to follow.
Are you sure he's going?
Because you always follow. Yeah. I know you just said he's driving the same direction.
The lady even asked me, she goes, sir, are you following him? I said, no, this is the way I go home.
Were you lying?
I may have taken an exit early to keep following, and I may have gone like a different direction once we exited to follow. But yes, I did follow for 7 minutes. I mean, just swerving all over. I mean, right off
the... Did you tell them exactly where you were?
Exactly where I was.
They never came?
Never came.
Why don't you...
No, you
want to be a hero and make the news?
No. This is when it's 9:45 at night and people get crazy, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that. Not doing the old pull someone over.
Well, you want to make the news, citizen's arrest, vigilante justice.
Who? I mean, like the person would stop at a red light, and then when the red light would turn green, he would immediately go and start swerving into the other lane.
Yeah, that is scary.
Two tires going on the grass.
The fact that you set this all up about it being about you. I'm back. Wasn't about a drunk driver.
No. It was a drunk driver. But so then I'm like, do they really want you to call when there's a drunk driver?
I think you should. I think you made the right call there.
But she seemed to know. She was like, okay, I'm sure
they sent someone out. But yeah, you're right. There could have been a lot of time in the middle of them getting to where he was.
I don't know, man. You see cops all the time on the road. And then this, it's just like there's no one to be seen.
All right, I'm very sorry that... I'm sorry he was drunk driving, but I think what you want to hear is I'm very sorry that your 911 call wasn't appreciated like you hoped it was.
Both. I wish they would have got him.
Got it.
And I wish I'd have been appreciated.
He's back.
And my kids were asking me about, why are you calling the cops? Like, oh, he might be sick.
You were following him with your kids in the car?
Yeah.
You were following a drunk driver with your kids in the car?
No, but I was way back, 200 yards back.
Moving on. Her water bill is still really high, and sometimes she likes to let out a good scream and have a good cry. Here she is. Amy, everybody. La, 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 la.
So... not too long ago, I talked about how I needed to go maybe see a hip specialist for my tailbone. But now I know I'm normal. Everything's fine. I saw a chiropractor, and coincidentally, I didn't see him for the tailbone. Seeing him for some other things, but then I brought up my tailbone, and he felt it and told me that I was normal.
But you have a tail. Yeah. How's that normal?
But you missed what he said at the end. He said, you're normal for an otter.
An otter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. They have tails.
But, so he said nothing except you're normal?
I have seen this plenty. I said, well, some people said it could be a cyst and I don't want to have surgery. And he felt it. He goes, oh, no, this is definitely bone. This is bone. It's not a cyst. So we're good there.
So you have a tail. He just don't want to make you feel bad. It's not a cyst. It's a bone tail.
Oh, my gosh. Do I need to get him on the phone? He was very clear that I was normal.
Who felt it?
I did.
Is it normal?
I've never felt anything
Not normal. Okay. He was nice to you.
Nice,
okay.
Morgan.
I'm sure you...
But what is normal? I mean...
Exactly.
Oh, is normal normal?
Yeah, maybe.
Are we normal?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loved the movie Air, and he went to the theater, which is rare.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. And I was going to mention this, too, that one of the previews in Air was for a movie called Big George Foreman, which is about George Foreman's life. He was a boxer. He was a good boxer when he was young. He went to be a preacher for a long time, then came back in his 40s, like late 40s.
And he has the grill, too.
The grill's way later, but that's the same guy. Yeah. That's what my wife said, the guy with the grill?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but then he became world champion in like late 40s, 50.
Uh-huh.
Like, so Big George Foreman is a movie. I was going to talk about that. It's just coincidence Ray had that as the setup there. And then I was going to talk about this movie because Eddie brought up Bob Dylan in this segment. Maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What's
there was
that?
A really poor Bob Dylan song on, because I like some of Bob Dylan. And I was like, oh, this is garbage. And Eddie loves Bob Dylan. But I did see that Timothy Chalamet is going to do a Bob Dylan biopic.
Come on.
Where he kind of looks like him anyway. Much better looking. That Timothy Chalamet is a pretty good looking kid. But he's going to sing his own songs, and it's going to be Bob Dylan in the American music scene. And I think it's Bob Dylan, somebody that... unless you're into him now, you really don't understand what he meant to songwriting and culture back then.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most underappreciated culture creators in the 20th century.
Absolutely. He was a poet, protester. Yeah.
He was all of that. But Timothy Chalamet is going to play him, and he looks just like him.
This worries me a little bit, though, because when they do biopics, like, that's pretty close to the end.
Have they done any where people are alive? I think George Foreman's still alive. Rocket Man, okay. Elton John.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Pretty healthy.
Oof.
I just think
of like Johnny Cash and Ray, like they were already dead. La Bamba, he'd been dead.
Well, yeah. That was...
mm-hmm. That was what?
He was... That happened quickly in his career.
Yeah. Yeah, plane crash.
I know.
And young.
Terrible.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's 81 years old.
Oh, man.
But Timothy Chalamet will play him. Big George Foreman's coming out. And yes, Air, I give it 5 out of 5 Jordan 1s. Go see it. But I don't want to say go see it in theater. I had a miserable experience. Thank you. Let's get started with today's show.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bobby Bones. My roommate is one of those I don't trust doctors type of people. And yet he's always got something wrong with him. It's an illness or a rash or whatever. Here's the messed up thing. He believes everything he reads on the internet. The other morning, he brought coconut oil in because he read it would make his jock itch go away. Literally, I'm sitting on the couch and I see him grab a handful of stuff and shove it down his pants. Mm. When I say, go see a doctor, he acts like I've just told him to light a newspaper on fire and then shove in his pants. Anyway, to the point, how do you talk to someone who's unreasonable and won't listen, even when it's in their best interest? I have to live with the guy after all. How do I get him to the doctor instead of him just always using the internet? Signed, annoyed by a roommate's WebMD degree.
Amy? My first thing would be like, well, this really isn't your problem.
Yeah, but if he lives with him, it becomes a problem because he won't shut up.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the coconut oil might help,
oh,
though.
Boy, here she is. Okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't know how you get an adult person to go to the doctor. He's going to go when he's ready to go if he wants to go.
Okay, so here's the situation. Number one, he needs to shower. The first way to get rid of jock itch is to shower.
Is that right?
Yes. Secondly, yes, there are different things for feet, for your stuff. It ain't coconut oil. Use some with some chemicals. Here's what I'm going to say, though. You have to get somebody to tell him that he trusts. You're never going to convince him. So you got to have somebody pass that along that he values their opinion on stuff. Because he ain't going to believe anybody. You're seeing this now. He don't believe you. He don't believe doctors. But you got to have somebody, his dad, if he has a dad, is he a mentor? Whomever it is, you got to get to them, and he's got to tell them. Otherwise, he ain't doing it. People that are hard-headed only listen to a few people. I'm one of them. I don't listen to many people, to my detriment most of the time. But I do got a few people that I will listen to. If they're like, I believe this, I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying. And everybody else is like, we've been saying that too. But you didn't say it. This person did. The way to get to somebody is through somebody they trust and will allow to get to them. Hmm. It doesn't just have to be this situation. It can be
Anything. I know. Yeah, now that you say that, that is a good point, and it's really annoying.
What is?
Not about you.
Oh, I felt that was about me. No. I definitely felt that was about me.
No, actually, it's not about you at all, but that is good advice, because that's how I had that happen to me recently, where I literally, something came around where it was like, okay, I think this should be the plan, and I said, I just said that 6 months ago. 6 months
Again,
I waited.
Again, I feel like this is me too. I don't know why.
No, it's not you.
If you can get to the person that has the ear of the person, it's better than actually getting to the person, because the person, this doesn't even have to be jock itch boy here. Yep. This can be something else. The person's got 100,000 people coming at him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just talking about even me, for example. Like, you, it's hard, but if you see me and you're like, hey, dude, I might forget it in 10 minutes because something else. However, if for somehow you can get to Mike D and then he like believes in it, Mike D has my ear all the time. And if Mike D says something, I'm like, oh, it's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Oh, that's how we do it.
You go to Mike D. Okay. Or my wife. You know, that's another way. So, but you have to, don't worry about getting to the person. Try to get to the person that the person trusts. And that's here.
That's it.
Did you just clap?
Yes, because that's it. That's how, but the annoying part is, yeah, when the person comes back to you and says, oh yeah, well, I was at dinner with so-and-so and they told me this. And so I think that's what we should do. I'm like,
why do you want the credit? I thought you wanted the result.
I'll take the result, but it's just frustrating. Exactly. Like, why when I say it, it means nothing?
It's not that it means nothing that you say it. It's just the person.
Isn't you.
Amy, I know, but like you're upset about
something. But I'm also explaining why. That's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone right now, let's talk to David in Louisiana. David, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, so it was crazy. I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm taking a flight to Hawaii, and I have a fear of flying. And it's probably the longest flight I've ever taken. I've only taken maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 my whole life or whatever, and they're very short. So my wife's like, I don't know, this might be a sign for God. Try to call Bobby Bones, because, you know, he's a doctor. Maybe he can give you some therapy and give you some advice and help you through, what's going on with all the anxiety.
More so, I'm someone who also hates flying and relates to your story, and I've flown to Hawaii, I think 3 times. American Auto would fly us out there. Ooh, once I got sick. I got food poisoning on a flight to Hawaii.
Oh, that's long. Mm.
It is a brutally long flight with nausea, vomiting, indigestion. It sounds like a Pepto commercial, but I remember going into the bathroom, and as I'm so sick and I'm throwing up, I'm also cleaning the bathroom because I know I'm going to be in there a long time. So I'm taking soap
putting it on the paper towel, making it wet, and then scrubbing everything on the floor, on the toilet, just because I know I'm going to be in there for a long time. And I go out to the flight attendant, and I'm like, I'm so sick. Can you just make sure nobody comes in here? And she's like, all good. They had multiple bathrooms. It's a long flight. But other than that one miserable story, those flights are always tough for me because all the water. Because you're like, what if we go, this plane goes down. There's all this water. No one's going to fucking get eaten by sharks, or there's nowhere to land it in case there is a problem. And I know I'm freaking you out more, David, but I'm telling you.
You're not helping.
I'm telling you what I deal with. I'm like, look at all that blue. You're telling me in all that blue, nothing's going to go wrong. And if we have to land for some reason in all that blue, what do we do? Well, what they do is they try to turn around if they're less than halfway, or if they're more, they continue going, or they do a water landing. But here's what I'm going to come in, David, and say, you're cool, is that I've never been in one of those where there's been an issue. I've flown over a lot of water a lot of times, never had an issue. I've not even heard of a single plane, at least an American incident, flying from the States to Hawaii where there's been something like that.
Come on.
I never. And I'm sure if you Google and look hard enough, there's something. But you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. What if someone said to you, David, today you're going to have a 1 in 10,000 shot of getting hit by a car. But if you don't get hit by a car, we're going to give you $500. Would you take that 1 in 10,000 shot?
I'm a big Lunchbox fan. I might take the money.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because it's 1 in 10,000. You're probably not going to lose. It's even greater odds than that to fly over to Hawaii. So just do the math game. Whenever your brain's telling you all these things that aren't real, it's you reacting emotionally. I do the same thing. I think of all the worst case scenarios. What I have to do is present myself with real life data. And the real life data is nothing's going to happen to the plane. That thing, that plane, in and out all day, every day. Nothing ever happens.
And when you get there, it's all worth it. Aloha, baby.
Yeah, and then it's amazing, and then, but then you got to fly back.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's that.
Well, that's what I've heard, too, is helpful, is thinking, what are you excited to go for and focus on that?
Don't look out the window, especially over the water. I don't. Even though you can't see anything, I don't want to see all the water down there. Here you go. Three tips. Number one, just research how many planes have went down between America and Hawaii. The answer is going to be almost none. And with the hundreds of thousands that have done it, millions, the odds are you're good. Just doing math there. Secondly, don't look out at the water. Once you get out of land, we go down. I don't put the window back up until we get to where I can see some sort of land. That's two. And then three, you're about to be in Hawaii. And just know that, yeah, it's going to suck for a few hours, but who cares? All that few hours of just being like, oh my, this is miserable, is going to be worth it once you land. They do this every day 100 times. I have no idea how they get that heavy piece of machinery up in the air.
No clue.
Everybody tells me we're cool, though. Trust science. You probably trust science in other parts of your life. Trust science with the flight. You got it, buddy. It's going to stink. I can't talk you out of you feeling all of your emotions, but I can tell you it's going to be worth it, and go for it, and don't think about it too much, okay?
You got it, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
All right,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Love you guys. Y'all good.
Thanks, man. I hate flying, too. Oh, but it sucks. That water sucks. I look at that map, and it's all water, and I'm like, what are we going to do?
All water.
What are we going to do? I take extra floaties just in case in my bag. Blow them up if I have to. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, David, for calling.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman, Michelle, decided to run the River Bridge Run in Charleston, South Carolina with her daughter. It was a quality time thing. Go out, have a good time. Except for, well, they crossed the finish line, and then she realized, oh, shoot, when they went to go eat lunch, I don't have my ID card, my bank card, cash, like all the things gone. So she thought, well, she lost them on the run somewhere.
She was running with all that?
And she decided that she was just going to go home and stay there the rest of the weekend, depressed.
I felt that. Yeah.
They decided to stay low. And then all of a sudden, knock, 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 there's someone at the door. And she goes, and it's this guy, Leon Sanders. Well, he found the ID, the bank card, the cash, and he was not going to give up until he returned it to her. And she said that, you know, she could get a new ID card. She could get a new credit card, bank card. You know, she could replace the cash somehow, work for it. But she said what really was special was that his kindness, and when he showed up and he took the extra effort to get it to her, and that is not replaceable.
Leon Sanders. They call him Prime Time. Leon Sanders.
That's right.
That's funny.
I get it.
Yeah, why?
Deion Sanders, because he's Prime Time.
That's right. Prime Time is Leon Sanders. That's right. That's good. All right, good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What's a BBL?
Oh, Brazilian butt lift.
Guys are getting Brazilian butt lifts? What's a Brazilian? Okay, but what is it? What?
I don't know.
So let me check it out. Google some girls.
Oh, no.
He's on the
it
research.
It was for work. Yeah. Here's the clip of them asking me. I'm sorry. 1.3 million men in America are getting BBLs, lipo, and ab implants.
1.3 million?
They're calling it a daddy do-over. What do they call?
Mommy makeover.
Got it.
Show me.
Daddy do-over?
It's called a daddy do-over because it, so many men are getting plastic surgeries now.
Inserted, like, it's like ab implants. Like
a Brazilian butt lift removes excess fat from one area of the body and injects it into the butt. Why would a guy want to have a big butt?
Well, I don't have a butt at all, so I'll take a little butt.
But that's okay.
There we go.
What do you mean? No. Like, people have mentioned I'm flat-butted.
But that's okay.
I'd like a little plumpy there.
But it's okay that you don't have a butt. You're not looked to for your butt.
I get it.
You would have surgery to get a little plumpy?
No, I'm just saying if you said, Eddie, like, happy birthday, I want to give you a surgery.
You would
like,
go, if I paid for it, you'd get a Brazilian butt
lift?
I'd
plump up my butt a little bit.
Oh, get him a BBL.
How much does that cost?
Oh, my gosh. I will call today.
Yes. Please we'll find out. Please do, because this might be something I'm willing to splurge on.
I'm down, dude. I'll take it.
Lunchbox, if you're doing BBL Google image, you have to look at men, because that's what we're talking about.
No, he's got women.
The average cost of a Brazilian butt lift. Eddie, we may not be doing
that's
this.
That's too much.
I'll call. I'll find out. We can get a discount.
Find out. You can get butt implants, though. The average price for butt implants is $5,280. Brazilian butt lift, according to this, is $4,800.
Woo, that's pricey.
That ain't something I'm willing to throw down.
No, $4,800, we could GoFundMe, and people would pay for this. Like, we would do this, and listeners would get behind it, and Eddie would have to get a Brazilian butt lift.
I never cared about my butt.
Well, because you have a pretty good butt.
Eddie, what are you saying?
Thanks,
buddy.
I'm just saying, like, I don't have a butt at all.
Look at Bobby's butt.
Well, you know, we're together all the time. You
look at his butt?
Sometimes.
We work out three times a week together.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he has to look at your butt.
Well, you let me finish. In the nude.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, what's your favorite pair of pants on him?
There have been a silent surge of male plastic surgeries over the past 20 years, and what some people are saying, it's the daddy do-over trend. But of all of these, BBLs, lipo, and ab implants. I guess I wouldn't want ab implants.
What does that do? Just give you six pack?
I just draw that. I can just draw that with a marker.
Every day.
Yeah. Who cares about that? But lipo, doesn't that suck out and show your abs?
Yeah, so that's probably what they're getting at the same time, I would assume.
You take all these pictures down of guys in G-strings. He's pulled up, he's showing me what it is, and it's just all these dudes in G-strings. And it's the doctor pages, but I'm good. I'm good on all that. Holy
medical,
moly.
Yeah.
Guy said, I was working out so hard, I still couldn't lose my stomach fat. I was 284, now I'm 220. I take them everywhere I go. I don't know.
Take what? His new abs?
There's not a lot of face stuff on this. I thought there would be more face stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be cool too. I've seen like jawline.
Ooh, you have to break a jaw to do that?
I would love a jawline.
I don't know.
All right. Ask how much that is, Lunchbox.
Jawline?
We turn Eddie into like a Mexican kin. Mexican kin doll. Man, that would be awesome. This guy, Brian Johnson, he's 45 years old. He's an anti-aging mogul. He says he has invented this thing that basically in 30 minutes, it'll make it feel like you've done 20,000 sit-ups. Like your body, not be so exhausted like to die, but it makes your body feel like it's done that much work.
That's amazing. Oh.
It's a device as part of a anti-aging protocol. In the video he posted, a shirtless Johnson was filmed strapping himself and his midsection right to the device, which appears to stimulate the core muscles and putting on its highest setting. He said, what it feels like is that it pulls your entire stomach out and then rips it out.
Mm. Oh.
He removes the device to reveal his stomach muscles and tout the latest progress. He's a software developer who's very rich. He sold something to eBay for $800 million. And now his whole goal is biohacking. So he spends $2 million a year. He has 30 doctors, medical experts, and they're trying to figure out how to reverse the body's aging process. But on him, he claims his philosophy, which includes a very strict diet, a rigorous exercise schedule, and rigid sleep routine, have given him the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the fitness of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but he doesn't look young.
Well, let me see a picture of this guy here.
Yeah, check him out. He looks old.
Brian Johnson.
Fixed.
Well, that's the lead singer of AC/DC, Eddie. That's Angus.
Wait, how?
Oh, he looks like a vampire.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like an old dude that's trying to look young.
Yeah. Can you show me another picture, Mike? I don't want to judge him off one picture. But yeah, you're right.
And I judged him off one picture, obviously. I didn't look at more.
He definitely doesn't look...
Did you like his butt, Eddie?
No, they didn't show his butt.
Oh.
He's ripped. but he looks like a vampire. Like, he's so pale, I guess he wants to stay out of the sun, too.
Mm. Can you, what's his real age again?
45.
Okay.
And he has that weird hair length where it's like he doesn't want it long, but he doesn't want it short. It's like kind of in that middle purgatory ground where it's like, bro, you got to do something. You got to go one way or the other. Like, don't just leave it that length. That's the bad length. But he's got the sit-up machine. Ugh. Remember when we'd go to the gym as kids? If we ever went to the Y, I would go to the Y every once in a while. Like, my aunt had a membership, and they would put this, you had this strap you put on your butt, and you push the button, and you the strap it. Just goes.
Yeah, my neighbor had one.
What was that ever supposed to do?
I don't know. I think.
Because whatever it did, it didn't do.
I don't know. They say you just stand there and it shakes you, and it somehow was burning. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
like, yeah, yeah. That's a bad word.
Somehow it was burning fat.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a guy in Texas. His name is Scott. And Apple's Find My iPhone app is sending people to his house because they, you know, they've lost their phone. And somehow his home keeps popping up for people.
I would check whomever Scott used to date. And if they work at Apple, they've programmed people to go to his house and bother him over and over again.
Hilarious.
That would be hilarious. If, like, Scott's jilted lover works at Apple and keeps sending everybody to his house, what do they say is the problem?
I mean, people are showing up and they're angry because they think he must have stolen their phone or something. Apple, he's reached out to them. They're trying to figure out what's going on, but they don't really know.
Yeah. He's, check his dating history.
Scott's like getting the news involved. He's trying to get the word out there so he can get some help. But here's some audio of an angry person that showed up. This is from his Ring camera.
Had to wake up and go answer the door and explain to them that I don't have their device. And people don't tend to believe you.
Well, the cops are on their way over here, so you may want to come talk to me before they come here.
There's plenty of irrational people in the world that if they're angry, if they're drunk, if they, you know, have had a rough night and they lost their phone and thought it was stolen, that's my biggest concern. Someone coming to the house potentially with a weapon.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
He has two young kids.
Is that somebody's upset, and if that upset person happens to not be of sound mind or just angry, it ain't gonna end good. Poor Scott. Justice for Scott.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Well, sometimes you don't get good sleep. And so I have how you can kind of undo that for yourself.
How you can undo bad sleep?
Mm-hmm, the negative effects.
Time machine?
No. Maybe try to schedule some exercise for that morning that you get bad sleep.
No, because I've been fighting going back to sleep, and I don't want to waste time that I could fall back to sleep going to exercise.
Well, it says here it's probably the last thing you're going to want to do, but it will definitely help. So maybe just get up and do like a 5-minute dance.
Not coming into this place.
Do you ever do morning dances?
No.
What? What in the world?
No? Okay.
No.
Nope. Just moving on.
All right. Do not take a nap. You're going to be tempted. You're going to want to do it, but if you can, avoid it.
Okay. I would say I only take a nap if I have something later to do that evening and I've got no sleep and I have to go perform or something at the Opry or wherever. I will grab a nap because I got to be focused at like 7 p.m. But yes, naps keep me up that night and keep me in a bad cycle.
You also need to avoid sugary carbs. You're likely going to be craving this.
We love it. We love sugary carbs.
Love it.
I know. I do too. But it's just saying if you want to undo the effects of the negative sleep.
Although I've had no sugar or carbs except for the one half piece of birthday cake in a month and a half.
Good for you, man.
So I've really, really chopped that out. As far as like the bat, ooh, man, I love it though. I need more. I need Pop-Tarts. I need ice. I need it all.
Don't be tempted to perk yourself up with coffee, like extra excess. Or more coffee, I love coffee. I'll drink it up. And then break the worry cycle. They say that's actually what makes you feel worse is worrying about how you didn't get sleep.
No, what makes you feel worse is not getting sleep and feeling like crap. Yeah, what else?
I have the 5 debut albums that changed country music. In at 5, Wide Open Spaces by the Chicks.
Yeah, massive, of course.
It sold more records than all other country groups combined in 1998.
Yeah, and changed all of music for 20 years after that. Yeah, what else?
Storms of Life by Randy Travis in 86.
I mean, I know it, but I don't know how revolutionary it was because I was a teeny tot.
They say it revived the classic country sound.
Got it.
1984, Why Not Me by the Judds. Had 4 number one hits on it. Then at number 2, Connie Smith.
I know Connie. Connie's awesome. But again, I don't understand the significance of the time because I wasn't there. I just know how good the music is and how good it was.
This is 1965, and Once a Day was the first country debut single by a woman to hit number one.
Okay.
So it's significant there.
And
then at number 1, Johnny Cash with his hot...
Never heard of him. Never heard of him. What?
His hot and blue guitar.
Yeah. I don't know this guy. Must be a new artist.
That's pretty good, though.
That is pretty good. I think this sounds really going to make it, guys. Yeah.
I may need. That's my pile.
You guys can spend more time in the sunshine. So we're talking about the weather being better. Less time in the kitchen. You want to be outside. HelloFresh has got you. HelloFresh delivers everything you need to savor the spring season. New boxes constantly, but all these choices as well, so you never get bored. Me, Lunch, Eddie, Ray, we all use HelloFresh. It is so easy because all of the ingredients come right in the box, fresh, and there are cards. And for me, this is what sticks out to me. The cards actually tell you how to cook it. I'm not a great cook. Quality ingredients, too. Travel from the farm to you in less than 7 days for freshness that you can taste. Eddie, what have you got lately?
Oh, I got the Santa Fe pork tacos. Delicious. And my kids, they think I made it and, like, made it up myself, so they think I'm really good.
Well, you didn't make it, though.
Well, yeah, but HelloFresh did. They gave me all the ingredients.
Just, like, hide the box.
Look for new quick and easy meals, including new fast and fresh options ready in 15 minutes or less. Sign up today for 50% off, plus your first box ships free with the code BONES50. HelloFresh.com/BONES50. 50%. That's the code BONES50 at HelloFresh.com/BONES50. HelloFresh.com/BONES50. The code. That's right. BONES50.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 3-month-old pup named Dozier was taken in to the Bayou Animal Shelter in Dickinson, Texas. And they're like, we don't know what's wrong with it, but the puppy will not walk. So there was some sort of unknown condition, and the puppy could only kind of drag himself. Again, only 3 months old. So they get up. They go, okay, this is Dozier. They put him online. They say, Anybody want to adopt them? Anybody want to help them? So people just started sending in money. And so they got about $1,000 for a puppy wheelchair. I wonder if you grow out of a puppy wheelchair and you have to get like a middle dog and then an old dog wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or can you just like expand it?
Oh, well,
that would be the way to do it.
They should make those expanding wheelchairs. But yes, but Dozier, you know, able to walk around in the wheelchair, learn pretty quickly. They don't know if he's going to make a full recovery, but with the wheelchair, he is able to move around, and they're just grateful for the support of the community. You know, my dog's been doing water treadmilling. Have you seen the videos on his account?
No.
Do you follow Stanley?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Mr. Stanley Bones?
I need to do that right now.
He only has one more therapy session, and who knew dogs had therapy? But he gets on a water treadmill, and the water's like up to like his chest, and he's got two torn ACLs that have been repaired, and he just walks on that treadmill in the water.
He's working hard.
He is, and you're like, how do you get a dog to walk on a treadmill? Yeah. Well, you put him in water and you put him in a box, and they have no choice because when the treadmill goes, they got to go with it.
Interesting.
But he's like, this sucks while he's doing it. But shout out to everybody who stepped in and helped Dozier. I mean, you gave the dog a shot, and I bet you somebody adopts him now. And I love stories about that because that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's Chloe from Louisiana.
I have a morning corny. What happens when you fight a dinosaur? You get Jurassic.
Jurassic.
I like that.
Jurassic.
That's funny. That's good.
Okay, let's go to Amy's. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
Sophisticated.
See that one.
That was the morning corny.
Scuba, that first one we did, we're still on delay. Do you want to beep that out or no?
I think I will just to be safe.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to beep it out, go to the podcast and listen to it. We'll put it up on. It wasn't bad, but.
I don't think it was bad.
It wasn't, but the way she said it.
So we beeped it out. We just beeped it out.
Aww. Okay. It's better safe than sorry. You're right.
We beeped it out. So if you heard a beep there, go to the podcast and listen to it. That way you can hear it. The podcast loads up after the show. Just go search for it at bobbybones.com. I wonder if this is someone's cell phone because they have the Lady A request line number and you call and you leave a message and then you request a song and then Lady A on their tour plays the song apparently.
That's awesome.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be like, play Need You Now. They were playing that anyway. Play I Run to You. I already had it on the list. I'm going to give them a few things that wasn't on the list.
Ooh, curveball.
Yeah, let's just see if Lady A is a man or a woman of their word. Having a male and female lead singer is kind of a tough one
That's
to do
tricky.
There. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me type it in here. I don't want to say the number in case it's the wrong number, but let's see. Call, speaker, go.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a Kiss? Any of the deep cuts?
Hello World? Fleetwood Mac covers? Any cover songs?
Leave a message after the beep with what you want to hear and let us know which show you're coming to, and we'll start crafting a
set. Give me a show, someone.
Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to opt in to get updates.
Do they have a Nashville show?
Yeah, Friday.
This Friday? Okay, come on. 1.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Hello, this is Bobby Bones. I'll be at the Nashville show. A couple requests I have, actually 5. I'd like to hear Mambo Number 5 from Lou Bega. And I think that would be great. I think the crowd would love Mambo Number 5. We just haven't heard hits like that in a long time. I would like to hear Limp Bizkit Nookie.
Come on.
And I'd really like to hear Hillary do the Fred Durst, really take the lead on this one. There's a song from D4L called Laffy Taffy. It goes, shake that Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy. I'd like to hear that at some point, maybe in the second half of the set. Because people
Thanks for leaving.
No! 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 No!
There's two. Hillary! No! Don't hang up!
Let's call him back.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request. Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
I was really cut off. I think Charles cut me off there when I was leaving that last message. I'd like to hear Rebecca Black Friday since the show is going to be on a Friday in Nashville. Yeah, and if you want to start with that, that would be cool because then everybody will know it's Friday. We might have forgotten. It's a concert night, so it could be Friday, it could be Saturday. But Rebecca Black Friday would be cool. And then if you have time to fit it in, we'd like to hear Hobby Lobby Bobby by the Raging Idiots. It's a real crowd pleaser for us. And so that'd be super cool. Chumbawamba.
Ooh, has,
I get knocked down. And then they go, pissing the night away.
Thanks for leaving.
No! Oh!
Golly.
One more.
Call him back.
I guess.
Can't hear that.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a kiss?
Please leave a short message. Press pound when short. You are done.
I've been cut off twice so far. It's Bobby Bones again. Do you guys know any of the Wiggles? Because I don't, but it'd be cool if you could play a couple. There may be some kids in the audience.
That's pretty good. Baby Shark would be good.
Yeah. Oh, a Baby Shark.
That'd be awesome.
Man, if you do Baby Shark, I'm going to buy so much merch. That's going to be so cool. Anyway, we can't wait to see you guys. And I think maybe a little I'm Too Sexy. And all those songs that you listed up in the beginning of this, don't play any of those. We don't request any of those. We want, for the record, Limp Bizkit Nookie, Mambo No. 5 Lou Bega, Hold on, I gotta get the, I gotta get on my whole list.
Dude, we're like in junior high again.
Hold on.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
What?
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Charles, this is your nanny. Will you call me back? Just kidding. Hey, I got cut off. D4L, Laffy Taffy, Rebecca Black Friday, Bobby Bones and Raging Idiots, Hobby Lobby Bobby, Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down, Cisco Thong Song.
Oh, that's a new one.
I don't know, dude. I just thought about that one. That was a jam back in the day. And anything else you guys want?
What does a fox say?
What does a fox say?
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think anybody know that one, though.
Oh, you can. Fox
Yeah, I canceled that last one. Anyway, hope you guys have a good tour.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Oh, my goodness. Call him back.
Does someone actually listen to that?
Yeah, probably.
Did you hit the pound sign?
No.
What did the pound sign do?
Well, they said when you're done, hit the pound sign, but you got cut off.
No, I think the pound. Let me call back.
You don't have. Oh, that's a great point. There.
You know, I hope it didn't get deleted.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a kiss? Any of the deep cuts?
Nope.
Hello World?
Nope.
Fleetwood Mac covers?
Yep.
Any cover songs?
Yep.
Yes. Leave a message after the beep with what you want to hear and let us know which show you're coming to, and we'll start crafting a set list.
Press 1 to leave a message.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, I got to be honest. I just left a whole bunch of messages, and I didn't push pound, so I'm not sure if you got them. So real quick, Limp Bizkit, Nookie, Mambo No. 5, Lou Bega, D4L, Laffy Taffy, Rebecca Black Friday, Hobby Lobby Bobby, The Raging Idiots, Thong Song,
Hurry.
Cisco.
Hurry, just Rebecca. Pound.
That's what? Fine. Hit pound.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Calling the Lady A request.
Huh? What do you want to hear us play
again
for this year?
Oh, my God.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
I'm on an endless loop. I can't get out. Every time I hit pound, it sends me back to the beginning again. Thank you.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Okay, thank you, guys. All right, well, I guess that's all that we're doing here today.
Thanks for calling.
What the? Oh, my God.
You
want to
hear us play?
Okay, we're stupid. I do have a story I want to get to in a few minutes about a teacher who was fired. And I believe if a teacher does something stupid, they should be in trouble and they should be at times fired. But what she did, I don't know if it's grounds for firing, but we'll get into it and I'll get you guys' opinion in a minute. Tomorrow, big here on the show, we're actually announcing the nominees for the ACM Awards for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
Most times they go to TV.
Yeah.
And I guess they're like, we're done with TV. We're going straight. Well, to us.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to announce it tomorrow. The ACMs hosted by Dolly and Garth. It'll be on Amazon Prime Video. It's the second year doing that. The nominations do not exist yet. We will have the envelope sealed. They will not give them to us early because they know we will probably look at them and then text our friends and be like, you're going to get announced tomorrow. I get it. I wouldn't give it to us either. But that's what's up. They're even bringing them over on like cop car.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's that whole thing where they have legal reasons that we can't see it. So we'll be opening up tomorrow and we'll be revealing the nominations in pretty much all the major categories. Entertainer of the Year, male, female.
Ooh.
That also means that the stars are going to be listening too to find out if they're
nominated.
First
time ever. Some of the stars don't even know we exist. They do our show about twice a year and they're like, wait, what?
That's awesome.
I have to tune in to
Billy
where?
Jones? So that'll be tomorrow. We're pretty excited about that. So we'll be announcing them at 9 Eastern, 8 Central in that situation. So tomorrow. Boom.
That's
very excited
fun.
About that. Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and I don't know any of the nominations, but every time this feels like the Entertainer of the Year, comes up. Chris Stapleton's usually in that mix, which just kind of transitions me to this segment. So someone sent you a mean message about how you talk about Chris Stapleton?
Well, like they're a huge Chris Stapleton fan, and they're very annoyed at some clip we play. It's a playback of an interview when he was on. You know, sometimes we sprinkle those throughout, and people, it reminds them to go listen to it. And it's Chris talking about how he was originally majoring to be an engineer before music, and then there's this big laughter, and she... I don't know. They sent me a note saying that I'm laughing at Chris. And it, I don't know the clip.
Like him. Oh, you can't be an engineer. You can only be a super successful songwriter. With, you have to be super cerebral and think really deep. And said,
so, right. And I,
not an engineer.
I don't recall ever laughing at Chris, but it's a female laughter. And so I don't know. I just wanted to pull the clip.
Yeah. Okay. Here is that clip. I've not heard it either. Go ahead.
Chris Stapleton was valedictorian of his high school. So Bobby Bones asked Chris, what was his original goal in life?
I went to school briefly to be a biomedical engineer.
Why is she laughing, Chris?
I don't know. I don't know why she's laughing.
Yeah.
But that's what I did, okay. Briefly.
I like that. I don't know why she's laughing either.
Then I went to business school for a minute. Clearly, neither one of those things took.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
That's not Amy. That's Morgan.
Yeah. As yeah, his wife.
His wife.
Now it makes sense.
100%.
Yeah. It's Morgan Stapleton, not Morgan R. Morgan.
I was like, that was Morgan's laugh?
No, that's Morgan Stapleton.
Okay.
Wow.
See, and it makes sense.
And that's okay if she laughs at him.
It's his wife.
It's his wife.
Right. But I think they just heard a female laughter. They hear him say, she, why is she laughing? Funny. And then they assume it was me.
Yeah, do you think I would laugh like that? Or even Amy would just, and all I laughed at his wife laughing like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, phew, glad we cleared the air on that. I was going to feel really bad because I was like, I do not remember this.
Message him back.
I would. 100%. Eddie sometimes goes, why do you argue with people?
Yeah, I don't.
Because people will send me messages and I'll be like, well, this is factually inaccurate, so let me have at it. And I'll lay out like a 10-point spot, send him a PowerPoint presentation I made on their one stupid point. And he's like, why did you spend 18 minutes?
But just let him be, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not you.
It's just, if you catch me in the right moment, it ain't going to be good for either one of us.
Yeah, because I do think there are times you could let it go.
Me?
Yeah.
Like many times.
You guys need to relax. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Tomorrow at this time, we will be announcing your ACM nominees, meaning they are giving us the sealed envelopes, and it will be the first time that anyone, including ourselves, hear or see. They do not trust us having them today because they know somehow we will look and text our friends and tell them. So tomorrow morning at this time, we will reveal. We'll learn as you will, the ACM nominees this year. All right, time now for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
The FBI is warning against using public device charging stations.
Ugh.
Places you go if your phone's dead, maybe to a sporting event, they have plug-ins.
I just did this.
Starbucks.
The latest way for hackers and scammers to get into your devices is through public charging stations. The FBI is calling it juice jacking. That sounds dirty. That is a funny term that I don't know that I would use.
You know they laughed at that one.
Yeah, they were like, oh, everybody else say this.
Oh, God.
That is wild. They call it juice jacking.
Huh.
Bad guys have managed to hijack public chargers that can affect devices with malware or software that can give hackers access to your phone or tablet or computer. So that's what's up. That's, you know, gas pumps have those skimmers. Basically, it's the version of that, but for your phone, and if you're going to a public place and putting your phone there, they're going to take stuff from it.
Gosh, but sometimes you're so desperate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like at the airport, oh, got to charge it.
Well, for me, I have a couple of those portable battery packs that you charge and then you put into your phone. But if I have one with me, it's always dead because I always forget to charge it. It gets about one good charge and it's dead for like 3 months. Oh. I never remember to charge it until I need it. That is from today. The source is today. Do you have any of those pre-made salads in your fridge? If you do, there's a good chance that after investigation, you may want to throw them out because a lot of them have been contaminated with a deadly bacteria.
Oh, no. Right.
Fresh Express and Revolution Farm salad kits have been voluntarily recalled. Random samples detected Listeria. Now, there haven't been any crazy illnesses announced, but Listeria is a rare but severe foodborne illness that affects 1,600 people annually. But we've seen this Listeria breakout in different vegetables before, and so they have done a voluntary recall saying, hey, look, some of this stuff can be contaminated. Go ahead, chill with it if you can.
Yeah, it's just those two brands.
Yes. So Fresh Express and Revolution Farms. None of those products will still be in stores as all the recalled lots are past their marked sell-by date. So they're saying none of the bad products will still be in stores.
But they might be in your fridge.
Right. So if they are, look at it.
Okay.
I don't know. But still, you're being asked to throw out money you spent. And secondly, what are the odds that mine has it? And I just spent $7 on this. I'm probably going to eat it and just run with it. Not the wisest thing, maybe, but I'm probably not going to worry about it. Or maybe I'll wash it myself.
You can do that. Can you wash that bacteria away,
the
though?
The Listeria just
goes away.
I guess if the water's hot enough. That's how I feel about washing anything or cleaning anything. Okay. If the water's hot enough, man, it'll do anything.
Do not wash lettuce in hot water.
If you want to waste $7, it just tastes like kale then. It's just hard like kale.
Oh.
I imagine it's kale.
Okay.
If you have leftover Easter peeps, you have plenty of time to eat them. Speaking of healthy things, researchers found that peeps will stay fresh for a very long time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, duh. They're basically made of all preservatives. Like, their goal is to preserve. If they are kept airtight in plastic, they will last up to 2 years.
Wow.
That's how you know you shouldn't eat something.
But that's also cool because you can save it for next year.
I hear you. But that's like, so if it lasts that long, there's something in it to make it last that long that probably you shouldn't be consuming. That's from dictionary.com. No idea why that was from dictionary.com, but that was the story. The most and least addictive foods. The most addictive foods are highly processed foods, according to a study. Here are the list. Pizza, chocolate chips, cookies, ice. It's my list of favorite things.
I mean, yummy too.
These are a few of my favorite things. But foods that are hardest to get addicted to, corn.
I love
broccoli.
Corn.
Yeah, I don't crave that.
Carrots. Yeah, I'm never like, babe, I'm in a corn mood.
I need more corn.
Where's the best place to get some broccoli tonight, babe? Yeah, that never happens. You wish it would, though. You wish you had these cravings for like super healthy stuff. I don't. I love sugar. I can't get enough sugar. I can't get enough ice cream and cookies. Anything with just tons of sugar. And I get it. It's addictive. It's reacting with the chemical in our brain that goes, ooh, joy. But then once I have it, I need it again.
Yeah.
I do feel like I'm probably a little addicted to sugar. I haven't had any real sugar in a couple months. Fruit, natural sugar. But I love it so much.
When you eat cookies, do you eat them like, oh, one little bite at a time? Or are you Cookie Monster? Like,
Eddie, I'm not crazy. They're like animal.
Oh, so you do one at a time?
I don't eat them like with my pinky up like a tea party, but I eat them normally. I just eat 11 of them.
Oh, dude, I can destroy a bowl of ice cream in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you're asking me if I eat it sloppily. Right. I can eat a lot of it, but okay. I don't go, oh, it's not on my face.
It's not crumbs
when
everywhere.
It's over.
That's what I pictured.
Studies have found that fewer photos equal better memories. Basically, if you have your phone out and you're taking pictures of an event the whole time or recording it the whole time, you tend to not remember it as well because you spend all the time recording it. Now, that being said, you can always watch the video back, but that is never as good.
Yeah.
And a note from me, we don't want to watch your concert footage on Instagram unless it's like one clip. We don't need a 5-clip set. If it's like one clip and you're like, look, I'm here. It's Harry Styles. He's doing Watermelon Sugar. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I ain't going to watch a whole concert. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah, your advice there has come in handy even for me sometimes because you're enjoying it, mm-hmm. So you want to share it. But then I've heard you in my head, like, nobody wants to see this.
And I'm not trying to be the old man in the front yard arguing, screaming at the clouds with my fist up in the air.
You're right.
It's like one or even two, if they're different slides about different things happening, that's cool. But nobody's going to sit through 3 stories. I went to a Morgan Wallen show, and the guy recorded the whole concert with his phone. he had an hour-long... Why? You'll never watch it back. You can watch better footage on YouTube if you just want to see like some Morgan Wallen live. And I guess unless you're just trying to record the whole thing in case something happens so you have a viral moment. But he recorded the whole thing. He didn't watch the show at all himself. He watched it all through the phone. Yeah, so there you go. You remember it better if you're not always on your phone. A couple with 3 children, they find out they're related. 10 years in a marriage.
What?
A Colorado couple with 3 kids received a memorable anniversary surprise about 10 years into their marriage. In March, her name is Selena Quinones. She shared a TikTok video that's gone viral talking about how she and her husband learned they were related. And check the accent I tried there.
Yes, that was really good.
Thank you very much. It was when the couple decided to work on their family tree. They got the DNA test back. They started looking, and it says they are between 2nd cousins and 7th cousins, but there's a lot... There's a big difference.
I've never heard of 7th cousins.
Well, I can get there through generations, but there's a big difference in 2nd cousins and 7th. You act like it's the same thing. It's like, I'm gonna buy a new car. Ooh, I'm gonna get a 74 Plymouth or a Lamborghini. It's somewhere in the middle of that. It's like, that's a wide range. If you're a 2nd cousin, you may get a tail like Amy if you have kids. They may have a tail, like your tail that comes out of your butt.
It's not a tail. It's not a tail.
7th cousin, all good. 6th cousin, all good. 5th cousin, pretty good. 4th cousin, well, let's talk. 3rd, probably not. 2, no way. 1, welcome
crazy.
To Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. I can only make that joke because I'm from Arkansas. That's from Fox 17. And finally, the $214 grilled cheese is back. Serendipity 3 is bringing back its quintessential grilled cheese sandwich. The sandwich holds the Guinness World Record for being the most expensive sandwich in the world. This feels like an easy one to break if you're a restaurant. Charge $215 and just... put something stupid in there. Like, that's what I would do. Nobody would buy it. But this one, $214, French Pullman champagne bread with Dom and grass-fed white truffle butter, 23K edible gold flakes. Yeah. You get this to post on social media. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't take... It can't be that good. It can't be $214 good.
Yeah.
Only 25,000 cows are able to produce this cheese they use.
Wow.
And only between May and June.
Oh, so it's really rare.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Just because it's rare doesn't mean it's good.
You can go in with a bunch of friends and you each get a bite.
Yeah, but how many friends? Let's say you do it with 2 friends, $100 each. 4 friends, $52 each, something like that.
That's doable.
That's literally a bite for $50.
Yeah, that's not doable.
That's terrible. I'm out. You all get to take a picture with the full thing, though, saying you bought it.
Yeah,
now we're talking about it. Now we're getting to the point here.
But if you take a picture, you're not going to remember it.
Who cares? You're not eating it anyway. You're eating one bite. All right, that's from Britton Company. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I want to shout out to one of our listeners, Charlie Coyle, who plays for the Boston Bruins. They basically had the best NHL season ever and regular season. And so he's a big listener. Him and his wife listen all the time.
What?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was messaging with him this morning on Instagram, and I was like, dang, this is a great season. And I don't know a lot about hockey. I grew up in Arkansas, but I guess I'm a Bruins fan.
Yeah.
Hey.
Why not?
You like me, I like you. This is like 2nd grade. You want to go with me? I will go with you if you go with me. Bruins, here we go. So, yeah, I'm a Preds guy too because they're right down the road, and I've done some stuff with them. but I don't know, have any Pred saying I listen to your show every morning.
Yeah, not one.
Nope, me and Charlie Coyle, we're BFFs. So let's go. So yeah, big shout out to the Bruins and anybody who listens in Boston. We're your BFF until someone proves that they're a better BFF. We're up for the taking. Okay, that's what's up. We're going to come back and talk about Lunchbox's car. Is his wife scared for their kid's safety? Why this teacher was fired? We'll get into that in the next segment. He asked his kids to do stuff and not bad. He said, here's a project I want you to do. And then he was fired for it. We'll talk about that. And grab your calls next. Okay, a couple things. Thing number one, I want to talk about this teacher. That teacher's fired after asking his students to write their own obituary. Ooh. Oh. Let that set in for a second, because yeah.
How old are they? Do we know?
Yeah. So here's the story. In Orlando, this teacher named Jeffrey Keene had the idea for this assignment, and it was his second period, like I assume like seventh, eighth grade, because most kids aren't second period in fourth grade.
No, they're
right.
not.
Right, like it would have to be junior high, high school. So I'm making that educated guess that it's at least somebody over 12. And so the whole situation is they were having an active shooter drill, which is a reality to kids these days. Mm-hmm. It is what's crazy. Not really a reality for us, because Columbine didn't happen until we were basically in college for the most part. I was talking to my wife about this. And my wife went to a school where there was a school shooting. And I mean, I was talking to somebody last night whose wife was at the one here. Oh, and she really? Saw, yeah, she saw the shooter. And so it's such a real thing that kids are having to be prepared differently for it. So are these active shooter drills? And that's not like a, wow, we can't believe we're doing this. It's almost like a normal-ish part, like a tornado drill. Or we had earthquake drills back, and we're in Arkansas. Ain't no earthquakes happening in Arkansas. So like once a year we'd have an earthquake drill. We'd be like, wow, this is what we do. We get under the deck. They have active shooter drills more than that now, more than once a year, because of everything that's happening. So with this, he was like, hey, I want to do a project to actually have us reflect on our lives and what you want to be known for. And he said, so let's consider this. If something happens to you and in the next 24 hours, what would you do differently than yesterday? So write your own obituary. By the end of the day, the teacher had been fired. One student got upset, asked to see a counselor. They brought in a supervisor to watch the second period class. And this is specifically 11th to 12th graders. I don't know if he did it to other kids, but we're talking about what age group. He said that students were, you know, being interviewed about the assignment because administrators came in to want to know what the assignment was and was given. And then they said, you can resign. He goes, I'm not resigning because I didn't do anything wrong. And that's from newser.com. A lot of stuff to unpack there. And I think it's different depending on the reason and the motivation for doing it. And I think if he's a good teacher, and I think his motivation was actually quite positive. It sucks it was around an active shooter drill. It sucks there has to be active shooter drills because there's people going into schools once a week killing people. Yeah. And that's just schools. I mean, we talked about the bank in Louisville. Yeah. That's all the time. So maybe I wouldn't have used the word obituary. And I'm doing hindsight. Maybe the fact that he called it an obituary, maybe that's what got... I just don't think he should have been fired if he was a good teacher. If he just said, we're having an active shooter drill today. And let's say he said what I said. I don't have to do this when I was a student. This is crazy that we have to worry about this. And so we're going to go through the protocol of what's happened. And he lists off Uvalde. He lists off Nashville. He says, we're going to prepare in case it happens. But what I want you to do is reflect on your life. Like, if you weren't here tomorrow, you know, what would you write? I have a hard time, and it's semantic, saying the word obituary and not. I have a hard time thinking he should be fired. I'm kind of justice for this teacher, because he sounds like a teacher that is not just going, let's just do some crap and get this day over with and get paid. It sounds like a teacher who's actually putting thought into it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you are dedicated and you're committed to, let's say, changing lives, and you're trying things that aren't, you know, normal, everyday... you're going to do it wrong sometimes. That's the risk of trying to be really good at something, is sometimes you're going to be really bad while you're risking to try new things. So I say justice for Teacher Keene.
Yeah.
Teacher Keene, yeah.
I'm leaning that way too, because I think you look at the intention behind it, mm-hmm. like you're saying, and knowing his heart, he wasn't coming from a place. And I read a book recently. It's called Hero on a Mission by Donald Miller. And in the book, it advises you. Now, this is for adults. So to write your obituary every day.
He's fired.
No.
I fire him from my bookshelf.
And I'm paraphrasing, but the intent behind it is to, like, how do you want to live? How do you want to be remembered? And it reminds you daily who to show up as.
That's exactly what he said.
Right. And but, you know, kids versus adult is different, and also the active shooter situation. But if you know his intention and heart behind it, then let's just, like, justice for him.
And again, it's semantics. The word obituary, if you said it, I think people just hear that. Even you, that's why I said it like that to you guys, because I saw you guys go, ooh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because you kind of walk through all those thoughts and feelings. Obituary, huh? Mm. Yeah. But it does matter, too, because we did some research while we're talking about it. 11th and 12th graders is also different than 7th and 8th graders.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's who it was, 11th and 12th graders.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well,
Got us again.
Justice for Jeffrey Keane.
Yeah.
He sounds like a teacher trying to make a difference. Had great intentions. I don't even know that it hit bad, even though his intentions were good.
Why fire someone, like, over that?
Because people get their butt hurt. They're like, oh, I got parents complaining. Oh, this is... And so they have to react because other people are reacting toward them. But we're living in a reactionary society.
That's the word.
But you can't do like, hey, well, we'll talk to him. He'll never do that again.
I demand he should be fired.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
People are reactionary.
But it ain't crazy. Look at everywhere.
And narrow-minded.
I mean, and we're taught and we're conditioned to be even more reactionary and even more narrow-minded by what we see in the news and social media, that you're only building your own news feed by what you like, and they just keep dialing in and saying, this is what you like, I'm going to keep feeding it to you. Therefore, you keep falling deeper and deeper into the hole and more polar and more polar, and then all of a sudden, everybody hates everybody.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense to be like, I don't like it, get rid of him. Like, how about I don't like it, let's not do that again. But
and it's probably people that are going, we hate cancel culture. All right, cancel him, let's fire him.
Yeah.
It's not like he did something to a kid.
Right.
And I don't want to spend 6 minutes fighting for this guy. He may be a terrible dude. I want to be his friend.
We right. don't know.
I'm like, what if
but
they were like...
this story, like, justice for Jeffrey Keane.
Yes. I just started to think, what if they've been looking for a way to get rid of him, and they're like, finally,
yeah,
we
finally
have
did
it.
Something stupid.
Finally did something. We can fire him now.
So there's that story. That's from newser.com, as I said. I do want to talk about Lunchbox, and, you know, we mentioned... Your car has how many thousand miles on it?
214,000, like 300 and something.
And respect.
Yeah.
Arkansas Keith had a Toyota that had that kind of miles on it. But he kept good care of it. Like, he really spent a lot of time making sure that things were right. He kept it clean, was getting it tune-ups. Like, that was very important to him to keep that truck. He couldn't afford to buy a new truck, so he made that one as healthy as he could.
That's where I'm at.
You do not care. You have holes in your floorboard like Flintstones where you can see the ground. Mm-hmm.
The 05 Altima's still running.
Like, if you pull the mat, there are holes where you can actually see the ground in the car. And so we asked Lunchbox, how does your wife feel about the kids being in this car? Is it safe or not? And so you went to her, and this is you talking to her?
Yeah, I had never even thought about that question until you brought it up. So I was like, man, maybe she does worry about it. Let me go ask her how she feels.
So this is Lunchbox and his wife. Here we go.
Do you feel comfortable and safe when you ride in the Nissan Altima 05?
Yes, I feel safe. I don't know about comfortable.
Okay, but when I say, hey, I'm going to take the kids and I'm going to put them in my car, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's fine. You're not going, like, too far with them. But, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in it. It's not very comfortable to sit in.
Okay, we're not talking about the dirtiness. We're talking about, like, reliability. Like, do you think the car is safe, like, for the kids to be in?
I mean, I would prefer you not drive it with the kids in it, but... sometimes that's all the only option we have.
So you think it's a piece of crap?
I think it's time to retire it.
Rude. Let's go make out in the car.
See, I also say it's time to retire it. And it's like, why are you telling me what kind of car? I'm not. Your wife says the same thing. It just seems unsafe. And also, you can afford a new car.
Costs money, man.
I understand. That cars cost money.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But even your wife is saying it.
I understand. Yeah. But it's an expense that right now I'm not willing to put on that table.
You know, and good for you.
Thank you. I mean, it's paid off.
The fact that you love to flex so hard with every single thing that you own. You love for people to think you're rich. You love.
I know. And I think my neighbors, like, they see that car sitting out front. They're like, goodness, that is such an eyesore.
But you don't care.
No, it is. I mean, it runs.
Like, it's the opposite of a flex. I guess my point is, it's just against everything that you stand for.
No, because I can't get a Lambo. And so I can't flex. What am I going to flex in? I would love to have a Lambo, a Corvette, something like that, but I can't afford that. So I roll in the Altima, and I have dreams and aspirations, and I see people. Man, like, I was driving yesterday with my wife, and there was a black and white Corvette pulling out of this restaurant, and I was like, look at that. It was slick looking.
I bet you could afford that.
And it was awesome. And she goes...
But your kids... You want them in that?
That's the problem. They couldn't fit in that.
Right.
And so, that's what I'm saying. I can't really get anything that I want. So the Altima is something I've had since 05, and it still runs, and it's still part of my life, and it has so many memories. I mean, I've had that car longer than I've known my wife.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. If you're just keeping a car because you're like, it still runs, I'm going to save money, I'm going to keep going until I'm able to finally get my whatever. You're building towards something. But you have all these dreams, but you're not building toward the dreams.
I am building towards those dreams. I mean, I bought a share of Rolls Royce so I can own a Rolls Royce.
No, but that's my point. We spent a dollar?
$1.60.
We bought a share. We bought a piece of a share.
We bought one share.
Oh,
okay. We got a full?
That's the one thing we have an entire share of.
Oh, look at us.
Well, I hope the car lasts another 5 years. Yeah. If you want it to. It's just against everything you stand for.
It is. It really is. But if I could fit 3 kids in a Lambo.
You wouldn't get that either. You just said you can't afford it.
I don't know how much a payment would be, but if anybody could tell me, it would probably be like $10,000 a month for a Lambo, right?
The people that buy Lamborghinis, do they make payments?
No, they probably
pay
cash.
They pay cash.
Both. Both.
Huh. Ooh, what if I lease it?
Well, sure. You could pay. If you have excellent credit and you finance the full price of the car, your monthly payments would be around $5,000 a month.
Dang.
Lower rates may be available with a down payment, obviously.
Oh, what do you think trade-in for the Altima they'd give me?
Honestly?
Like if I called a Lambo dealership?
$500.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, probably.
That's pretty good.
Even for like scrap metal part? Like
I think about $500. Didn't you do that somewhere? Didn't you drive it somewhere and they...
I looked online.
What did it say?
$250.
$250?
The Kelley Blue Book.
I think your bike would get more than that you ride into work sometimes.
I mean,
don't you?
I do. Yeah. I really think my bike would get more than my car. Mm. So right. I can't afford $5,000 a month.
We didn't tell you should.
Yeah.
But you just looked up a Lambo for
you
me.
You asked a question, so I looked it up.
Like, I don't understand.
I'm done with talking about cars.
What if a Lambo dealership wanted to drop one off and let me drive one for a month or two?
What if they just wanted to give you a free one had wings and had a lottery ticket in the back that won $10 million?
Amazing.
That would be awesome.
I mean, if we're just dreaming, let's just dream hard.
Do they play Hum with Wings?
No. We'll be back in a second. Hold on. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So Lindsey Crisley was apparently doing an interview, and they asked about Todd Crisley, who's in jail.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here she is discussing how good his hair looks, how he's made great friends. And this is on a podcast called Southern Tea.
His spirits are great. He is really just embracing the process there and making the best of the process there with the people that are also there serving time with him. He's made great friends. He talks about his friends there.
Hey, I hope he's living the greatest life ever. And he's like, yeah, figured out what's up and he's healthy now. I just wonder, has he replied to your letter to go visit him in prison?
I have not received a reply. I sent it from two different post offices, so that way I made sure, like, if one post office lost it,
yeah,
the other one wouldn't, and I've gotten nothing. I even looked up his inmate number to write on the thing. You can go to the website, and it tells you so how to fill it out, and I did. Perfection.
Nothing back.
Nothing.
That's surprising.
Is it?
I like old Todd Crisley. He came in on the show. Yeah. He guest hosted when Lunchbox was out, and it's like one Lunchbox to a temporary Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, man, want to come see you? We told Lunch we'd send him down there. But no luck. No.
Nothing.
Prison.
And maybe he just did it without telling me, and I'm just supposed to show up.
Let me say that again. He did what without telling you, and you're supposed to show
put
up?
Put me on the list.
I don't know.
Oh, so you think you should just go down there and see if you're on the list?
Yeah, like, maybe or I just call. Like, can I call the prison and be like, hey, can
Todd
I talk
there?
To Todd? Like, I don't know if you can get phone. I don't know.
It's worth a shot.
Todd there.
It's a low security one, so I figure they may be able to just get phone calls, like, yeah, right, the nursing home.
Todd, there's a guy in Lunchbox on the phone.
Todd, line three.
So, okay, we'll keep waiting.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, if he hits you back, all expense paid trip for you to go down to that prison.
You know what? Maybe I should write a follow-up.
Yes, that's
third,
it. Yeah.
A different post office zone in case the first two lost.
Exactly.
Write more.
Yes.
Don't give up.
That's right. Just keep writing. Yeah, more. Don't repeat the letter.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like a new one. Like, hey, just check it out.
It's my third attempt to reach you. I hope all is well on the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And hit him with that.
Oh, I like the forefront.
Be vulnerable.
Like, I've just been, you know, emotionally, I've been scared for you and worried about you.
You don't have to be fake, but be like vulnerable, like, you know.
I've been to jail.
I have a car that has 200,000 miles.
Oh.
And people judge me.
Oh, like relatable.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And so because
I've
of
been
that,
in jail before.
You have been in jail.
Oh my gosh.
I know what it's like on the inside, man.
Yeah.
A whole day.
Should he do a Shawshank reference, like a get busy living, get busy dying kind of thing?
Yeah, but don't be exactly. Do like get busy trying to live and get busy trying not to die. Just in case you get sued for stealing that line.
Okay.
You know?
But Shawshank, does any of that, do they get out in time or do they sneak out?
I can't tell you. You have to watch the movie.
Spoiler alert.
The movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amy.
It's about time for them to remake that one, though.
Remake it?
No. Stop remaking movies.
I'm just saying you probably shouldn't reference any movie that talks about breaking out of prison.
Yeah, you either know or you don't know. It don't matter, or it matters. And if you don't know the reference, you still just feel like it's a good line.
All right.
But I'm saying every movie studio wants to make things where the IP, which is the ownership that already exists, and they know people will just spend money on it. And that movie was so good, maybe one of the best of our lifetime, maybe number two after Forrest Gump, that I'm surprised they haven't remade it yet. Like, if they want to make money, they should probably remake that movie.
That one's still so good, though.
It's still so good, but they're not making money with it.
Yeah.
They're remaking everything. I'm surprised they haven't remade Forrest Gump.
Ooh, that would be weird.
Well, it's all weird. But yes, get busy trying not to die and make sure you're spending your time living. Something like that, where it looks like you didn't quite steal it.
Yeah.
Let me go to Marty in New York. Marty is on the phone. Marty, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Diamond Lunchbox's side. I've got a 2008 Toyota Yaris with 421,000 miles.
Whoa. I feel you. We're on Lunchbox's side, too. But the reason that we're confused by Lunchbox is he's got this car. It's got holes in the floorboard that you can see the ground. His wife doesn't feel like it's super safe for his kids to be in it. And his number one motivation in life is proving to people that he has money. And he's always like, fancy car. I need to fancy this. He wore bracelets. Remember when he wore bracelets?
Oh, yes.
I tried on the bracelets.
Like,
I didn't wear
to wear
them.
Jewelry.
He had rings, too.
He just wants people. So we're like, it just doesn't match your brand that you're still driving this car. And he's for all those reasons. So it's not anything about actual money. It's just what he stands for.
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, you should have seen the bracelets the guy was wearing, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah. A play. He hates when we talk about the bracelets.
I think one of them was a snake that wrapped around his wrist.
It was a snake bracelet?
No. It wasn't.
Oh,
was
it
an eagle? Wrist leather?
No. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They were leather bracelets. I put them on. And I said, that ain't right. And I put them off.
I remember seeing them.
No, I tried them on. That's what I'm saying. I did. I tried them on. I was like,
No, but you wore them around for a bit.
No. Didn't wear them around.
Yes, that's how we saw you.
We saw you backstage.
Literally, I got dressed backstage.
Sounds fishy.
Yeah, I literally got dressed back there. But
you had them on backstage.
I was like, that ain't right.
Look at the bracelet box over there.
Yeah, my fashion guru did not help me out there.
What is it called? He's like an oxymoron.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is?
In many ways.
Yeah, no, you're not a moron.
You're an oxymoron.
Yeah, why are you calling me a moron? I don't understand.
So an oxymoron cancels itself out. Like, you're a guy who loves to flex, but takes pride that your car, even though it's about to die and it's a piece of crap, that it's you still have it.
Yeah.
Like, you brag on cars and how you rent Corvettes to show off.
High school reunion, 10 years. Yeah, at the same time. Awesome.
Right. Or you wear bracelets and don't shower.
No, I didn't wear the bracelet, though.
You did. We all saw it.
I put it on.
It was a serpent.
But I didn't wear it.
It was definitely a
leather serpent.
You put them on. It was multiple.
Yeah, multiple bracelets.
Yeah,
you were stacking them. They call it stacking bracelets.
Stacks.
You're wearing stacking bracelets.
Is that really what they call it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what he wears this year.
Ooh.
I got to give him my fashion coordinator.
Dang, what could he wear that would outdo the bracelets?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of much. I mean, you could wear a bag like I do.
I will never wear one of those things.
You wore bracelets, dude. You can't ever act like that.
I didn't wear bracelets. I put them on my wrist and took them off. They were on for about 32 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whatever.
The bracelets were a risk.
No, it was a risk for 32 seconds. I looked at it and said,
32 seconds. Okay, and Marty, thank you for your call, buddy.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
See you later. Let me do a voicemail here from... Let's do voicemail number one. Ray, go ahead.
Haha. Hey, guys. Totally just found your radio station out of YouTube. I'm out of Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. Very early in the morning, but just wanted to reach out. Thanks, guys.
It's awesome. And we have a really great YouTube channel. You can watch all the live performances. Go subscribe to The Bobby Bone Show. One more voicemail. Let's do... Ray, do number five.
Hey, Bobby. I'm calling to give a huge shout-out to Abby. I have a 5-year-old little girl, and for her 6th birthday, she came to me and asked if she could raise money for St. Jude instead of getting birthday presents this year. And Abby, who is also doing a fundraiser for St. Jude, donated to my daughter's fundraiser. So we just wanted to give her a huge shout out and a thank you that she donated to my daughter, even though she's raising her own money. And my daughter wanted to say thank you also.
Thank you, Abby, for donating to St. Jude. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Aww.
So cute.
That was really good. Yeah. Thank you also, Abby, for donating to St. Jude. I appreciate it, too. Just sounds cuter that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 28-year-old man was going through a neighborhood, breaking into cars. He gets into his 12th car, and he finds a gun. He's like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to take that with me. Goes to break into another car, but he's still holding the gun while he's going through it, and boom! Shoots himself in the leg.
Mm. I'm surprised he got into that many cars in a night without being caught or stopping or almost being caught. So then he stopped. I mean, 12 in a night to get in.
Yeah. Well, his 13th is when he got in trouble.
Well, I hear that.
He went for that extra one. The gun went off and he had to yell for help. And so the person's car that he broke into had to come out and call 911 for him.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's tough. Like, do you just beat him up? Or do you call 911?
You called 911.
I don't know. He's in my car. I don't know. Depends on what he got himself into. That stinks for everybody. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
If you guys get a few minutes today, go check out my interview podcast called The Bobbycast. There's a guy named Gary Muledeer. He's a comedian. He's in his 80s. And he performs once a month at the Grand Ole Opry. The thing is, he doesn't live in Nashville. He lives in South Dakota. But he's been in comedy forever. And this is one of those where I really was like just sitting there having a good time talking to him because I'm a massive Steve Martin fan. Steve Martin was from Father of the Bride, movie-wise.
Three Amigos.
He's still killing it on Hulu with Only Murder in the Building. So he was roommates with Steve Martin. And they talked about how he helped Steve out when Steve was at risk of getting fired when they both worked at this place early in their career.
Steve Martin. As soon as I saw him, I knew he was going to do well. And we had a place together. I was, him and I and Michael Johnson lived together for a while.
You live with Steve Martin?
Yes. He was my roommate. He calls me and says, I need a couple of things from your act. I said, sure. So he wrote them out, gave them to the guys. It worked perfectly. Tommy said, okay, you're in. But Tommy had come to him and warned him he was going to have to let him go. That broke his writer's block. After that, so he always gives me credit for that. So I broke his writer's block on the Smothers Brothers show, yeah.
So that was Steve Martin was writing for the Smothers Brothers.
Wow.
And needed a joke, and so he got it from Gary Muledeer's act. Another one was Gary became friends with David Letterman back in the 70s after watching Letterman do stand-up for the first time.
I'll never forget, I was at the Comedy Store a few years before he came in. When he went up for his first set that night, I remember standing in the back of the room, which all the comics did when a new guy came on their back, kind of sizing up the guy, you know, that kind of thing. So I went up and sat till he got off, and we talked and became really good friends. I mean, that's how I've known Letterman. I was about 75, something like that.
He's done Letterman like 20 times through
wow.
the years. So it's awesome. Gary Muledeer, he just was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. He's 83 years old or about to be.
He does not look 83.
Yeah, because his hair is so big, you just kind of look at his hair.
He's kind of tan, and yeah.
I'm a big Andy Kaufman guy. I love Andy Kaufman, and he shared a story about one, maybe the only time that he saw Andy Kaufman break character.
Andy Kaufman was the only time I ever saw Andy break. We went to the restroom together at the Improv, and we're standing at the urinals, and we're standing there, and Kaufman looks over and he says, Muledeer, how you doing? In his regular voice.
Yeah.
I said, good, man. He says, I've never heard you talk like this. He said, this is it. We went back and finished our business, went back out, and he was that guy again. What a great memory of Andy Kaufman.
It's awesome.
Wow.
I'll give you one more. He talks about his shortest joke. It's just 7 seconds, but we've had to kind of bleep this. Go ahead.
Guy calls up his boss, says, I'm sick. His boss says, what's wrong? The guy says, I have anal glaucoma. He says, what's that? The guy says, I really can't see my ass coming into work today.
Bleep.
Got it, like got that. It. Yeah. He said something else I had to Google. I didn't know what it meant.
Well, don't say it here if you... Dirty.
Okay, it's not. Okay. It's not.
Go
but
ahead.
I was like, oh, I learned something new. Well, I was talking about what he did, like how he was a drug used. He didn't sleep.
Mm.
And he referred to it as a marching something.
Powder. Peruvian
powder.
Powder.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was like, what in the world is that?
He almost died. So, had to go to rehab twice.
Crazy, yeah. Man.
Check it out. BobbyCast with Gary Muledeer. You can do that. You can do that while you're doing yard work. if you're a yard work type person.
Yeah.
It's spring. It's Black Friday, Home Depot. You know, it's spring Black Friday. Did you know that's a thing?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Spring Black Friday?
Only because I know that from the Home Depot.
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't know what that was. So it means it's time to refresh your outdoor spaces. Lunchbox going to Home Depot today?
Yeah, going to Home Depot, picking up some flowers, maybe get a blower, rake. I mean, my backyard's a mess with kids and sticks and leaves and crap.
So the kids also are the reason your backyard's a mess? I know your house, you say that, but I know your yard was also a victim of your kids.
Well, yeah, because I have to concentrate on the kids, so I can't clean up my yard. So
they're not messing up the yard.
Right.
You're just using it as an excuse. Right. We thought that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Home Depot is where to go. It's time to do your spring at the Home Depot. This is your season, your space, your place to bring it all to life. Do more this season with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.